Your words were found, and I ate them, and your words became to me a joy and a delight of my heart, for I am called by your name, O Lord God of hosts. This is Shekinah, an encounter with God's love, power, and wisdom. And you're about to listen to Apostle Philip Cephas of Shekinah Network International. Stay tuned, because your life will be transformed by the words that you will hear.
Amen. It's a moment of encounter. We are here not just to see a man, but we are here for Shekinah. The scripture speaking is, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow. The shadow shall be his covering. That is actually the presence of God, Shekinah. And we are here for an encounter. We are here to encounter him himself. Because you can never see Shekinah when you don't see God. Hallelujah. Are we happy to be in the presence of the Lord? Are we happy to be in the presence of the Lord? With a clapping and a standing ovation, I want us to celebrate the one who the Lord gave this vision and a mandate as this. Nobody but Apostle Philip Cephas. Hallelujah. 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 How many of you are excited? Well, it doesn't seem as such. The level of your excitement is determined by how much you pray. And somehow, I didn't see so many of you praying. I trust God that we will pray more again. Time has always been a constraint in this side of divide. One of the challenges that God will have is time. And sometimes men may not have sufficient time before they encounter God and they are dead. And because the life of a man is factored in time, it's a limitation. You may want to live your own life for 5 years and decide to give yourself to God afterward. The challenge is you may not have 5 years to live. So sometimes, as much as time is an advantage to tread upon the face of the earth, it may be a disadvantage. It is true that if you seek God in time, early enough, he's going to build your life. But if you refuse to seek God and you advance through the corridors of darkness, you will require time to repair your life. One of the greatest challenges is you don't have time. When we come to the presence of the Lord, one of the things we always have to do is that we should not be conscious of time as much as we are conscious of it. Knowing fully well that God may not come at our own time, he may have to come at his own time. When we appear before the presence of the Lord, we must be conscious enough to discern. I know it may not take God so much time to do what he intends to do with you, but at least you have not to be conscious of time. I will not take your time. We'll be brief today. But I need you to forget about your GP. Forget about you have not eaten. Forget some of those things. Within the few minutes we have, be conscious enough. Peradventure, you may be able to see the glory of the Lord. And from that sight, you can be transformed. We are going to pray again. But before we advance, help me appreciate the Reverend of this great commission, Reverend Emmanuel Agabi. I have seen a lot of Reverend, but I have not seen a humble man like him. Thank you so much. He's an elder, he's a father. He has given birth to many of us here. It takes humility for you to be old like him and still love the Lord. And afterward, Help me appreciate my friends and my brothers. With me here is Apostle Righteous, Apostle Awe Abiodu, Apostle Jonathan Aponza, Apostle Paul Michael Ona, Apostle Liman Ayaka, Apostle Eslaudu, and my beloved brother also, Apostle Victor. Help me also appreciate the amazing choir in town. How many of you enjoyed the administration? Sorry, there was not too much time for them. Help me appreciate Kago. Kago did so much. Kago, Justice. Help me appreciate Valentine. He has been up and down since. And help me appreciate yourself. Hey! Help me appreciate my mother. This is my biological mother. Ah! You know, the story of my life is not complete without my mother. While I was a smoker and a drunkard, my mom made me a prayer point. Never underestimate the power of a praying mother. If you don't have one, you are in trouble. Maybe that's the why that your life is the way it is. So you have to become the praying mother and the praying father. The hope of our generation will always be people that can pray. While I was a bad person, she made me a prayer project. Attached my name to every prayer house and gave them seed. Forced my friends to pray for me. Forced everybody to pray for me. And when the Lord appeared to me, he said he came to answer the prayer of a groaning and a weeping mother. No amount of prayer you pray is wasted. It's a lie. One day the cloud will be full of rain and it will empty itself. Can we pray again and ask the Lord to help us within the few moments that we have, that let the Lord visit us and reveal himself to us in a mighty way. While we pray, I know you have a lot of expectations. Present those expectations to the Lord. Sometimes you don't need hands to be laid upon you. What you need is the hand of God. What you need is the presence and the power of the Lord. Open your mouth and pray. You don't need a prayer point. That's the problem. You have been praying prayer point for a long time. It has not helped you. Open your mouth and cry to the Lord. Before you know it, we are done. But it's left for you. Have you made contact with God? Have you experienced God? I wish we have enough time that we pray more. If you don't pray, the devil will be too big in your life. The devil will be too strong. It will look as though God has lied, but no, it's because you did not pray. man before God. There is no big man. All of us, when we come, we try. Your prayer is the degree to which you cry, Abba Father. We just cry, we just cry. Our prayer is a cry. It's a cry. It's not about the syllables of the tongues, it's about crying. When you pray for love, you come to a point you don't begin to cry. At that point, your prayer is more strong. Thank you, Jesus. You are my life. Holy Spirit, you are my life. You are my life. Holy Spirit, you are my life. You are my life. Holy Spirit, you are my life. You are my life. Holy Spirit, you are my life. Adonai, Yahweh Elohim, you are the King, and you reign forever. Adonai, Adonai, Yahweh Elohim, you are the King, and you reign forever. Adonai, Adonai, Yahweh Elohim, you are the King, and you reign forever. Adonai, Adonai, Yahweh Elohim, you are the King. You are the King,
you are the King, and you live forever.
I do not. Who you are, the King,
and you
are. Working in your life, and it doesn't need the approval of a man. All what you need is your approval. Is your approval. When the presence of the Lord comes into a region, what it does is a surgery. Man is an unfinished project that requires surgery. Man requires a surgical operation. Man require correction. An average man, his life is damaged. His life so destroyed. He require correction. He require editing. So when we come before the presence of the Lord, what we want from God is for God to edit our life and add something that can grant us advantage. God did not finish the project of man in the Garden of Eden. Every man that is born today is an unfinished business. And that is why if you don't reach out to God, your life will remain incomplete. Because God has not finished the project of man before it was hijacked. It will require the presence of God to help the infrastructural building of man for man to be complete. Men are built in the presence of the Lord. I don't know why you are a Christian, but are you born out of the presence? Men of encounters are men bettered from the presence. Men that encounter a glory. Your life will remain the way it is, naked, until the glory of the Lord covers you. That's the reason why we cry, that we may be clothed again. First John, I don't have time. First John 3, 2. Time is a challenge. Your problem may not be that you are not born again. Your problem may just be that you don't have the presence and the power of God. Your problem may just be that you don't carry the power and the anointing of God. And these are not things that you get from men. These are things that you get as a result of an encounter. And sometimes encounters require a kind of atmosphere. Everyone that encountered God was isolated to a place. Everyone. God is everywhere, it's true. But the presence of God that can make things work and happen in your life is not everywhere. Never. God is omnipotent. God is omnipresent. God is omniscience. Is your head knowledge? It doesn't make any sense. Can you trap the omnipotency of God? Can you trap the omniscience of God? Can you trap those dimensions? Can you? The omnipresence of God is only available, trapped by a man that desires an encounter. God's presence being everywhere does not do you anything. It doesn't advance your life in any way. If the presence of God cannot be evident in your life, that now you become a host, a custodian of the presence, so possessed with the presence, I assure you, if you have not come to that point, your life will still remain challenged. Victory is only guaranteed to a man that can carry God and can give expression to God. The reason why we cry for God to cover us is because we are naked. A man without the glory of God is a naked man. The project of man requires a covering of the glory. Adam partake of a test of it, but it didn't remain forever. Until we come to a point where the glory of the Lord don't just come upon us and go away, but it remain. Because at every point in your life, you will require the glory and the presence of the Lord. You see, if your glory goeth not with us, take us not away from here. When a man sinned and realized that the glory of God is taken away from his life, he began to cry. Because he knows he has lost everything. You may lose money. You may lose a husband. You may lose a certificate. You may lose a job. These things, you can always get them again. But when the glory of the Lord leaves a man, he leaves the man so naked. And everything that looked like darkness in your life before is multiplied. Because God does not leave a man the way he met him. The devil also will never meet a man and leave him the way he met him before. Every encounter will produce something. One produce life, the other one produce death. That is why you may start smoking cigarette one today, tomorrow two, next tomorrow three. What you don't know is that you are dying daily. You may appear before the presence of God today. Nothing may happen to you. Tomorrow, nothing may happen. Next tomorrow, nothing may happen. When you sum that totally, after a while, you will see a transformation. You may never know you are growing. All what you know is that you eat rice today, you eat swallow tomorrow. But give yourself time. You will begin to see the transformation of the growth. It's the same way in the realm of the spirit for a man to advance. He required the presence of the Lord for God to plant him there. There is a reason why the first Adam was planted in the presence. It was because he can never survive except by the presence of God. Every day, God never left Adam without his presence. Every day God comes and fellowship with him. God gave us a blueprint to let us understand that every man is supposed to be planted in the presence. It is out of the presence that you do business with God. It is out of the presence of God that you do everything. It is possible for you to be praying and not be praying within the presence. Do you know I can be having sex with a lady and be speaking in tongues? Do you know that? That prayer may not amount to anything. You can be worshiping God in a black palo and yet God is not there. He said, when two or three gather together in my name there, I am in their midst. Why? Because as long as God is exalted in the midst of his people, suddenly the Lord appear. What appear is the Shekinah. The Shekinah presence that is evident and manifested. Said, the Lord God is in this place and I knew it not. The reason why he does not know it is because the Shekinah was not made manifest. The glory of the Lord in your life may be evident to believers, but is it evident enough to an unbeliever? There are things that God does to a man that whether you like it or not, you can see that dimension of a glory. It's not a glory that is discerned by the spirit. They say they saw him. They saw when the light slapped Saul from the horse. It was evident that he saw something, although he was an unbeliever. The Bible speaks about the children of Israel. It said there was a pillar and there was a cloud. It was evident to even people that you are carnal. Even if you are a sinner in that congregation, at that moment you will see the glory of God. Not because now you are a spiritual man. This glory is visible. Why? It's the Shekinah. It's the glory that is too saturated that can never be resisted. It is possible for you to have a demon nobody may know, but you can never have legions that people will not know. There's a level of possession that you can become so possessed. What's the spirit that when you come around people, certain things begin to happen? It's the same way that when the Shekinah come upon you, the evidence is that you become a man full of the presence, full of the power of God. And everywhere you step to, the evidence is seen. You may not be planning that gun should stop, but when they point gun and shoot at you, the Shekinah, somehow, the Shekinah answer the gun. And as they shoot the gun, the bullet will stop. Not because you told it to stop, but because a presence answered the bullet. When a man is full of the presence of the Lord, when you come into an office, suddenly, as he appears in the office, they don't know why the atmosphere has changed. As the atmosphere has changed, what they don't want to do for the person, they will do for the person. Why? Because a presence came with a man. Men that carry the Shekinah are men that are hosting God, are men that cannot look at God, are men that have come to a point where as they behold him like in the mirror in the glass, they are transformed into that image from glory to glory. It was evident that as long as Adam will continually dwell in the presence of the Lord, his guarantee of security, guarantee of transformation. What we saw was a rebellion. We saw a prison. Why? God planted Adam in the Garden of Eden. What he intended to do, that this should be a meeting point connecting heaven to earth. And by the transformation of the presence of God going to Adam, Adam was supposed to come to a point where he looked like God and become God upon the face of the earth. But that protocol was supposed to be done by the agency of the presence and the power of the Lord. But because Adam left the presence of the Lord, Adam became a failed project. What Jesus Christ came to do, full of the glory, full of the totality of God, is to restore us back to that presence. So that as we continually journey in that presence, everything that God is, we can become. When you see a man that is not fully like God, it's simply because there's a dimension of the presence of God that is not evident. If your life only ministers to believers, there is something wrong with you. Your life should be able to minister to unbelievers. When was the last time unbelievers look at you and say they desire the things you do? We can be Christians and not yet not carry the presence and the power of God. And the simple reason to that is because we are not remaining in the presence. He said, they that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, he that dwelleth, they that dwelleth. We can be many that can dwell, but are you willing to dwell? Are you willing to dwell? See, by the time you dwell, you abide under the Shekinah. Suddenly, when that glory comes upon you, it does something to you that men can never understand. We are too many in church, and yet we can't make impact in our society. Why? The men that truly carry the Shekinah glory of God are few. Let's not just be playing church, no. Don't be satisfied with the dimensions of God you carry. People die every day as though they are chicken. Why? You can't kill men of the glory. You can't. You can't. The Bible says it was evident. It was evident. When these men want to die, they laid down their life. How? Because in the glory, everything is alive. So everything about them is living. So even if you try to kill them, they live again. So even God cannot kill them because it was his nature and his character that was imputed in them. He had to look for their permission for them to die. Even when they died, their body could not experience corruption. Why? Because they have exited that realm of corruption and they are now in immortal realm. The glory of the Lord purifies you. The glory of the Lord refines you. The glory of the Lord recalibrates you. The glory of the Lord regenerates you. He said, Mary, do not worry. There's a creative power in the glory. It's not the prophetic. It's not what was prophesied by a prophet. He said, don't worry. How can this thing be? He said, don't worry. A presence is coming. When the Shekinah comes, anything that the Lord desires will be done. Yet you may not have known a child. You may not have known a man. But it's possible that when the glory of the Lord comes, everything you desire is done. That was the wisdom that men like Moses understood. He knew that there was a wisdom of God available in the glory. And as long as that glory is there, they are guarantee of security. He knew that they were not just being delivered because they have an army. No, they were delivered because there was a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. And as long as that is there, he said, the Philistines, he said, these guys will hear and they will know that there is a God in Israel. They didn't see an army. They saw a cloud. They saw a pillar. And it was evident enough for carnal people to discern. When we look at you, what do we see? What do we see? We see a drunkard. We see a masturbator. We see a pornographer. We see a party guy. How can God be within your vicinity like that? This is the simple reason why we sleep together with witches and wizards. And they still attend meetings and we are still snoring. When you carry the presence of the Lord, when they want to rise, a weapon is switched on. And when that weapon is switched on, they are silent. We lack men of the glory. We lack men of the presence. We lack men that are carrying an evidence of the experience of the Jews. These men may be in rebellion towards God, but they saw something. What are you seeing? The encounters of God are actually embedded within the glory. Moses saw a bush that was burning. Within the bush, he actually saw a presence. In that presence, there was a being in the presence. When the Shekinah glory of the Lord comes, it's because God comes. God came to tabernacle. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of Christianity. The warfare in Christianity is too much. Whether physical warfare, spiritual warfare is too much. Sometimes to be a Christian is a challenge. It's as though it's a sin. How many of you have been rejected off our job because you are a Christian? How many of you have not been given admission because you are a Christian? And you cannot change your name to Muhammad. You can't even change it to Abu Bakr. What would be your advantage then? Your advantage must be the presence of God. That no matter how they try to do, they can never deny. They can never reject you. Why? Not because they want to, but because they are forced to. They wanted to fail you in the exam hall. Yes, they want to do it, but somehow a presence and a glory. But this thing is only contacted. This is only encountered by men and women that remain with the Lord. Let's not be caught up in the euphoria of the activity of Christianity. No. I believe Christianity will be 95% of lifestyle, 5% of religion, 5% of all those activities within religion. How many time do we spend here? Just 3 moments. But after you return back from here, what do you do in your secret chambers? Those things matter so much. What are the thoughts in your heart? What are the things that regulate you? It is possible for a man never to appear in a church and yet be encountering God every day. It's possible. And it's possible for a man to be in church, a deacon, and yet not know God. It's possible. You see, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, not he that dwell in church. Hannah understood that children are not just born by intercourse. She knew that children are things that come from the presence of the Lord. When Shiloh was over, she said, no, I knew my encounter with God is not over. Yeah, they must have experienced a presence, but I need a Shekinah. She waited in Shiloh until another presence came again. No prophet prophesied the birth of the child. No. It's something that a prophet can never see. Please help me appreciate my biological father. He just came in now. So there are times when prophet may never give me prophecy. A guy came and met me and told me, Apostle, why is it that every time I go for a meeting, nobody prophesied to me? I said, because you don't need the prophecy. You don't need it. Your life is supposed to be worked out in the presence of the Lord. Because even no matter how I prophesy to you, prophecy don't fulfill themselves. Men rise up to fulfill prophecy. That is the reason why Federal University of Lafayette is the way it is. When men do not rise, God will never rise. Never. Never. God is handicapped with that man. God requires men to be envoys. In that your religion, people may never see, but can they see you? It was evident that when they saw Moses, when they saw him, they saw something. What they saw defined a lot that this guy had been with God. When people see you, what did they see? What did they see? Let me tell you, no man, as good as man made man, is God that made man. Every man that you see today that makes any impact, check very well. There is a personal investment that he does with God far beyond what you think you know in the church. You must have an evidence of an encounter, a face-to-face encounter with that glory that is visible enough that you are so convinced enough. If not, one day you will deny Jesus, one day you will even become a Muslim. You will think being a Muslim is an advantage. But men that have encounter will be willing to die. We want an army to rise. We want an army to rise. But these men will be men and women that carry the presence of the Lord. And it's evident. Don't just be singing songs because you want to sing songs. No. Sing from the presence. Minister from the presence. I always say, ministration has switched to spirit administration. And when you speak, when men cannot see spirit and life, you are wasting their time. Because Jesus Christ came, what he did, he said, the word I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. They have the ability to release something inside of you. See, as we behold him in a mirror, 1 John 3, he said, now are we the sons of God, but it does not yet appear what we shall be like. But when he appear, we shall be like him. When he appear, the appearance of the Lord is the revealing of a presence. The appearance of the Lord is the revealing of a glory. Anytime the Lord appears to a man, a glory is made manifest. That manifested presence, that manifested glory is what you need in your life. Say, take not away your glory from me. Take not away your presence from me. Take it not away. It is an asset that money can never buy. It can never buy. Never. How do you encounter the Shekinah glory? How? Because of the want of time, we have to be very brief. I always say that Moses' face glowed, not because he remained with the Lord for 2 days, for 1 hour, for 5 hours. Moses remained with the Lord for 40 days. Is that not true? Whether you like it or not, if you want to carry the glory of the Lord, you must remain with the Lord. If you lock yourself inside with the Lord for 40 days, if God did not possess you, a spirit must possess you. Do you know the reason? No man is consecrated and yet not encounter something. The first level of encountering anything in this life is to be consecrated unto that thing. That you come to that point where your life is totally consecrated to something. Anytime a man is consecrated unto the Lord, what happens is the Lord come and begin to make demands upon him. When was the last time the Lord tells you to wake up at night to pray? You don't have that kind of testimony. When was the last time the Lord wake you and told you to do something that may not be convenient to you? He said, Moses, leave your house, come and meet me at the mountain. Abraham, leave your father's house. This one, do this one. This one, do this one. Those instructions that comes are a requirement for consecration. Why? Because even if the Lord anoints a man, it will require a certain level of instruction to keep that level of anointing. Many of us live our life anyhow. Anyhow. Drinking alcohol may not be a sin, but consecration required that a Nazarene, no razor should touch his hair and no strong drink should touch his tongue. The requirement of the anointing was a consecration that was supposed to be kept. And as long as that consecration was kept, is guarantee of perpetual supply of that presence and that power. Samson was not a strong man. That is what your Bible story told you. He's a weak man. You will know his weakness the day that the Shekinah was taken away. Because the Bible said that anytime he's faced by a challenge, what happened is that a presence come upon him. When that presence come, Samson can pass through this wall and go through that wall. He doesn't even know he did it. But the day it left, it was evident that he was a weak man. What was keeping that Shekinah was nothing. It was the consecration. As long as the hair was still there, the glory will still remain. Anytime you want to encounter the Shekinah glory of the Lord, you must be consecrated. The Lord can wake and tell you that you have no business with boyfriend. Forget about boyfriend for the next 5 years. He's trying to save you from the decadence. He may wake up and tell you, forget about job. Yes, you graduated first class, forget about the job. Don't apply for a job. If you refuse, you keep applying. For the next 5 years, you'll be frustrated. You may get the job in the next 6 years, but you know the problem. You will lose certain dimension of the presence and power of the Lord, because that time he told you, forget about. You are supposed to be consecrated unto God for something. Anytime God takes away your attention from something, it's because he's trying to focus you on something. Many people tell me that God said they should not do this. I said, then what did he tell you to do? You only had one, you didn't hear the other one. God will never leave a man idle, because an idle man is a devil worship. Anytime you are idle, the devil will come to do something. So anytime God tells you to shut down from something, he opens you another door of what you ought to do. He will give you a new instruction that you must keep. And until you keep that instruction, your walking with him will be jeopardized. Many of the miracles we desire from God is as a result of our disobedience. Because we walk in disobedience, we got certain level of consequences. Now we are crying to God for a miracle. Mind you, that miracle itself will only come if we can be obedient to God. Because there's every instruction to keep to any miracle. Say, to this one, go and wash. To this one, this. To this one, this. Anytime you receive a miracle without an instruction, it can never be safeguarded. Because the instruction is the requirement for the consecration to keep it. Many of you, the Lord tell you to be fasting every Tuesday. Up till now, you have never started it. Why? Because you love food too much. I love food, but let me tell you the truth. If the Lord tell you to be fasting 3 times in a week, if you refuse to do it, forget about the Shekinah. Forget about certain level of glory. A consecration was put upon you, you didn't keep to it. God may tell you, every Wednesday go and pray by the roundabout. is priesthood, but is consecration. Because anytime a man is consecrated, a demand of responsibility is put upon him. That is what we call priesthood. Obedient to that grants you spiritual authority. Obedient to that grants you advantage in the spirit. Obedient to that grants you rank in the spirit. Every man that is elevated by God is a man that is faithful in obedience. Even in the military system, you can never be rewarded for treason. Anytime a man goes into treason, his neck is cut off. You are a rebel. You must be obedient for you to be promoted. If they add you a star, it's because they have seen your faithfulness over time. They say, go and fight war. You went and fight war. You were able to conquer, and now you are rewarded. When a man is consecrated to the Lord, he obeys God naturally. Naturally. But many of us, our life is not consecrated unto the Lord, and yet we want to carry the glory of the Lord. This is the reason why, yet we are church members, yet we are also members of party halls. How our members in our churches are still members of party halls. And the problem is this: they are made perfect in the flesh. You say, oh foolish Galatians, how will you begin in the spirit and you end in the flesh? You don't just end in the flesh, now you are made perfect in the flesh. The flesh is dangerous. Very dangerous. Very dangerous. You may be a man of the spirit, you have never opened a blind eye, but go and just become a man of the flesh for one day and see what you can do. The wonders are too much. It took me a little time to understand the signs and wonders of the flesh. How that the flesh itself produces signs and wonders. It will surprise you what you will do in your flesh. When you are not consecrated unto the Lord, you give your flesh an advantage. That is the same reason why we try to make some, you say, and drinking alcohol is not a sin, you know, this is not a sin. What is your problem with it is not a sin? The Bible said, to him who know what to do that is right and refuse to do, to him is a sin. That means your prayerlessness can be a sin. Anything can be a sin. Your sleeping too much can be a sin. No, it's true. Your lack of fasting can be a sin. If you study the scripture very well, there are too many things that are sin that you may not believe they are sin. What made them to be sin was not because they are part of the Ten Commandments. They were consecration that God gave to men. You may not apply them to your life. Your own may be very worse, because God can tell you never to keep punk. As simple as it is, it may never be a sin, but God can tell you not to do it. God can appear to you and say, don't wear trousers from today. Don't wear attachment from today. It has nothing to do whether it's a sin or it's not a sin. It's a consecration to you. That's just how it works in the kingdom. What is the demand that God has put upon you? If you want to carry the presence of the Lord, there is a demand. Many years ago, the Lord appeared to me and said, I must wait at night until night has passed. I must see the next day every day before I sleep. So no matter how I try to close my eyes, it's hard until 12, 2, 3, 1 has passed. And when you continue to be obedient for a while, it becomes your natural lifestyle. There are people that can, somebody come and says, doing dry fasting for 30 days. I have never done dry fasting for 30 days. I will never try it. It may be part of his requirement for consecration. I will never do it. But there are things I'm consecrated to that he can never be consecrated to. You must check your level of consecration if you must carry the presence of the Lord. What Enoch did was different from what Moses did. What Moses did was different from what Paul did. Everyone is consecrated to the Lord according to their demand of obedience. Because God will want to checkmate to see, can you obey him? Can you hear him? When God wanted to speak to the children of Israel, they could not understand. Why? Because it's not given to them. It was Moses that had that level of consecration. They didn't dwell with the Lord upon the mountain. How can they understand his voice? They can't. Some of you, for you to keep the glory of the Lord upon your life, I'm telling you the truth, whether you like it or not, you may never have to step your feet to a party hall. The day you do it, God will leave you and is gone forever. You may have to weep and cry. There are people that God left them and God never came back. I know you have been taught God is a God of second chance. Don't be deceived. There are people that God left them, God never came back. Because sometimes when people backslide, they get worse. They don't even see the need to even return back to the mercy seat. They don't. Because sin will take you very far. Not just far. Very far from God. You must be consecrated to the Lord. You must. It may not be a sin to go to the party, but to you it's a sin. It may not be a sin to watch 5 movies per day, but to you it may be a sin. God may wake up and tell you, don't watch football, don't watch movie, don't watch it. I have a TV, I've not owned it for the past 4 months. It doesn't matter. It to you, you want to know the news. I don't want to know the news. News, you don't even need to own it. You hear it everywhere. The news are flying everywhere. What are the demands of the Lord upon you? There is a reason why God is stirring your heart to something. There's a reason why God is fanning the flame. There are times that the Lord can wake up and tell you, take 10 naira, give this person. You are praying in tongues for 5 hours. It's a waste of time. The prayer is just take 10 naira, give this person. This is how men are preserved. Men that are consecrated to God. I always say, Naramali will never attend church service. Do you know he will never? I don't think Naramali will want to listen to Teofilo Sunday songs. You know you want to listen to Lore. I know you like their songs. Naramali will never listen to Oyedepo. He will never listen to Iadeboye. He will never listen to ERCC president. To him, it's not an advantage. But you felt Naramali is a good ventilation to your soul. Naramali is a good ingredient, you need it. So every day you play it and you enjoy it. Worshippers in the house of God, yet they are listening to whiskey, they are listening to the band, and they want to come and minister the songs of ascent, minister the songs of the Lord to us. That is the reason why heaven is too close, because the altar wherewith the incense is coming from is perverted. It doesn't have to be a sin, but are you consecrated unto the Lord? If whiskey does not see the need to listen to Sinach, what business do you have to do with whiskey song? What business? What business? Light and darkness never meet. Darkness hate light with passion. How come sons of light desire the things of darkness? How comes? What makes you feel that you will not be happy until you go to a party club? What? And these are the ladies that say they want to be Katrin Kuma. They want to be Amy Silverfassen. But do you know what they are learning how to do? Instead of them to learn how to use the sword, instead of them to learn the way of prayer, they are learning how to twerk. And after they are done carrying the presence of God, they twerk it out. You want to carry the glory of the Lord, and all what you do all your life is learning how to twerk. What business do you have to do that? Concentration will demand that you are totally isolated from the world. You may be of this world, but you are not of the world. The Bible says, if any man love the world, is because the love of the Father is not in him. It's not in you. You are a choir, you are a singer. Yet the songs you are listening to are not the songs that look like where you are going to. Please. Somebody call me, tell me he's having sex at night every day. I say, what do you listen to? What do you watch? As you behold, you are transformed. A presence, you are calling a presence. You are calling it, you don't just know. The same way you begin to listen to men that are spiritual, you join yourself together with them in the spirit, and their realities become your reality. As you came into this atmosphere, a presence came and covered you, and now you can partake of the glory of the Lord. It has nothing to do with whether it's a sin or it's not a sin. Hear me. It has to do with your consecration. What is the Lord demanding from you? What? The Lord can tell you from today, don't wear suit again. From today, don't wear jeans again. It doesn't matter. It's not the matter of whether it's sin or sin. Your phone may be the reason why you are sinning every day. The Lord can tell you to you, don't use a phone that is Android again. Because the more you use it, the more you watch pornography. Throw it away for a while. It doesn't have to matter whether it's a sin. to you is a consecration. Why? Because God is interested in you to carry a glory. When the glory of the Lord left Saul, what happened to him? An evil spirit came and tormented him. Many of the persecution and the darkness in the lives of people is the result of the negligence, how the glory of the Lord has left them. Secondly, you must be a man that is separated. When the Lord consecrates a man, is unto a separation. Whether you like it or not, in your life there must be a time when you are totally separated. When you begin to pursue the Lord genuinely, you discover your friends are not your friends. I mean, if you truly have not really been on fire for God, the day you begin, you now discover that everybody cannot be your friend. God will begin to re-edit your life. He will begin to take away many people away from you. It's separation. He said, leave your father's house. Leave this thing. In fact, sometimes you will not begin to discover you are not supposed to be in the city. My life began to change the day I left Lafia and went to Zaria. If I had been in Lafia for a long time, I don't know how my life would have changed. Check every man that makes impact. His blessings is tied to a region. Whether you like it or not, some of you are not supposed to be in Lafia. Others are in other states. Whether in Lagos, they are supposed to be in Lafia. And until they return back, they may never become anything. Sometimes the Lord will demand that you separate yourself. Else, you may find yourself in Sodom, and God may be interested in destroying Sodom in the day you enter there. The Bible speaks about a man walk among the midst of prophets and began to prophesy. He was never schooled in the school of the prophetic. Yet we can be schooled, but there are times when you can walk into an atmosphere of the Shekinah and certain things is activated. You too wonder, how did this thing happen? It's a glory. There is a way, if we charge this atmosphere very well, I can just give anybody the mic and the person will begin to prophesy. We used to do this in Zaria before. When we charge so much, anybody can do anything. The person may think he's strong until when we leave him and we say, do the same, he cannot do it. Because you can take advantage of a presence to rise. It's an evidence. It's an evidential proof. Your life must be separated. There must be a time, a season in your life when you are separated. When nobody know about you. Nobody hear about you. You don't just manifest overnight. You know, we are living in a very strange world. Very strange world. Everybody want to happen overnight. Let me tell you, whether you like it or not. Whether you like it or not. No matter how spiritual you are, you may never give birth to a child in a day. You must be patient enough for 9 months. In the same way that no matter how you do, no matter how you do, there are things that must take time. This thing don't just happen overnight. Not because you see a man do it, you want to do it. I knew when the Lord appeared to me and put a certain dimension. I knew when he appeared again and add another dimension. I knew when he appeared again and add another dimension. There are things that will be very easy for you, whether you like it or not. Why? Because over time, the Lord came and confined a dimension in you. No matter how you do, those moments of separations are moment and time of building. Nobody may know you. Don't worry. Remain and be faithful. What you are doing is that you are contacting the glory. Do you know Moses remained for long carrying the glory? He never knew he carried it until when he left and came out. They now saw him. He just felt he was just separated for just 40 days. But 40 days was enough for God to do something to him. Men may not understand what he did with God. You thought it's only the commandment? No. That was not the thing that God was writing for 40 days. It will take God just less than a second to write those commandments. God was working on him, working the work of immortality, ensuring that his body does not see corruption. See, an Enoch walked with God. Do you know how many years Enoch walked with God? There were so many. It's a season and a time. Anytime you are separated, it's a time when God is building something. It's a process. You may never understand why all of a sudden your friends cannot be your friends. You try to go to that lady's house every day again, you cannot go. You don't know why she's angry with you. She cannot be your friend again. The Lord is calling you out of that place. You have tried helter skelter, the relationship refused to work. The Lord is trying to save you from something that may destroy you. That's how it works. whether you like it or not, in this kingdom, you don't just walk with whosoever you want to. God connect people. God initiate divine relationship at seasons and times to build you. There are men, if I have never encountered them in my life, I will never have become who I am today. I must be separated and meet with a camp. By the time you meet that camp, suddenly something happens. Check all through scriptures. The transformation of men is tied to men. But these men come at a season that God separates you. When God separates you from somebody, He's about to connect you to somebody. You must belong to a family, to a clique, to an assembly of people that have the same kind of mind like you, the same kind of belief system. Many of you, among your colleagues, none of them know God. When you come around them, you see them all. It means you are in a bad company, very bad company. No one will come and say, can we pray today? Can we go for a meeting? I don't know why. You have never been able to bring them to the presence of the Lord to pray together with you. But they have been able to carry you to party hall every day. They connect you with boy and girl. Say, hey, the way I see you, this guy is good for you. Exchange number. My brother, forget about those things. This is a campus environment. I actually really believe that I have a passion for the youth. The Lord appeared to me many years ago. He said, Philip, youth are the leaders of tomorrow. If you cannot get them today, we will never get them tomorrow. Many people you call that are great today, check their life very well. It's because at their prime age, they utilize it. There are things if you do not do now, when you grow old, you may never be able to do it again. Never. Now is the time for you to pay the price. When the Lord demands that you should be separated, you will not die. Never die. There must be a time in your life when nobody knows you. The only thing that you do in your life is prayer, fasting, studying, reading books. You may be smelling, it doesn't matter. Sleeping in the mountain every day, it doesn't matter. People may not like you, forget about them. What you are looking for is what? The glory. When that glory comes upon you, they may not like you, but they will need you. At that point, everybody bow. But when you are not separated, you are happening everywhere. Busy here, busy there, busy there. Church service here, church service there. You will die so cheaply. Activities will kill you. Check very well. There are men and women that were never on the lamp's side. They were not on the landscape. You never knew of them for a very long time. Every day people wonder, where do men rise from? How all of a sudden a man appeared just like that? He didn't appear just like that. He's coming from the secret place. That place is so secret that he didn't know anything about it until he came up. You will never hear about the greatness of a man. Why? The greatness is in his story. You wonder why the lady things keep working for her. No, take her very well. Maybe she doesn't sleep at night. Maybe she doesn't associate with guys anyhow. Maybe she doesn't mess around all the time. She's a lady that is consecrated and she's separated. And anytime you are consecrated and separated, it is evident in your life that God of heaven become your tabernacle. He become your shining light. He become your guiding light. When you fail to follow through this protocol, it's a challenge. Why? If a man is not separated and consecrated, his prayer will be useless. This will be the reason why you will be doing many things and yet your life is not advancing. Check your life very well. Everything that demands obedience from God, you never kept to it. You obey men, you are disobedient to God. And that is why you remain the way you are. Check very well. Every man that makes impact, obey God more than man. Very important. Say, should we obey God or should we obey man? Because according to man, you may not be qualified. According to God, He's still working a process. And what He requires from you is patience and endurance. Sometimes men may interpret what God is not interpreting. They will call things that is not God, God. Lastly, apart from consecration, separation, the next thing is prayer. When a man is consecrated to the Lord, he gives approval for God to establish a covenant so that certain things will rest upon him. When he's separated to encounter the glory of the Lord. Then, prayer becomes the transporter to journey into the Shekinah. The Shekinah glory of the Lord most times may not be a prayer point because it's already available. Do you realize that? But like I said, it's in a realm where you journey into it. The Bible speaks about the temple of the Lord. How we say there is the outer court, there is the inner court, and there is the holies of holies. The Shekinah glory is actually in the holies of holies. No matter how you are as a believer, you may be in the outer court, you may never experience the Shekinah. You may experience certain dimension of the glory. You may journey into the inner court, experience certain dimension. If you want to see the manifested, visible, that is visible to the blind and to the deaf, you must enter into the holiest of holies. When you come into that point, you don't need introduction. The thing will define you. When we begin to pray, what we want to do is to change those layers. We want to shift from the outer court to the inner court. Then, as we traverse them all, we move into the holiest of holies. Suddenly, you feel your body begin to burn, as if lightning begin to spark. At that moment, you are now activated. You now begin to wonder, am I a human being? No, you are not a human being. Because in the Shekinah, you become like God. At that point, in the holiest of holies, everything about your mortality is taken away. All that is revealed is God and His strength upon you. Any man that cannot pray will remain in the outer court. Any man that cannot pray, his life will be full of repentance every day. I have seen today, brother, have mercy upon me. You can never advance to even see illumination. Talk less of having revelation. But if you want deeper realms of operation with God, that you can see God face to face, you must join into the Shekinah glory. Join into the inner court. Join it through to the holiest of holies. When you appear before that place, yourself must have been dead by that time. Because that's the only way to survive. Why? Only dead men carry the glory of the Lord. It will require death. And that death, as you pass through the outer to the inner court, you must have been so tired. If you refuse to give up in the outer court, you came into the inner court. Before you leave the holiest of holies, the altar of incense will burn you. Now you are the sacrifice the Lord demands. So you don't know why your life is required as a living sacrifice. Everything about you go away. You start a business, the business crash. You do this, it doesn't work. It's because God is testing your heart. Journey you into the holiest of holies. When you come to that point, you don't need to do it. It will be done for you. When a man intends that he encounter the glory of the Lord, he must learn the way of prayer. Whether you like it or not, prayer is an old system that's never been renovated. We have always said prayer doesn't kill people. Have you ever seen any place where they read that somebody died praying? You will never see. But why then do people are afraid of prayer? It's because prayer is what the devil is attacking. The devil knows that when you pray, you become like God. Any man that pray, check very well. Any man that do better than you in this kingdom is a man of prayer. There is nothing special about their life apart from that they pray. As they pray, the Lord help them. I always say, a man God help is always better than a man that help himself. But God help only men of prayer. Because prayer is an evidence that you need help. It takes certain level of humility for you to kneel down and cry every day and be asking the Lord to help you. When you want the glory of the Lord, you are isolated to go and pray. That was what Moses did. That was what all of those people did. Their isolation was unto prayer. Many of you want to retreat. What do you do? When you want to retreat, you carry season movie. Season 1, season 2, season 3, and you gather and you are watching. You are wasting your time. That is why you are done with the retreat and yet your life is not changed. What you need to do is to be isolated unto prayer. You don't need 40 days. You can have one day. And if it's truly unto the Lord, He will pay your midst. You must embrace the way of prayer if you must carry the glory of the Lord. Let a day not go without you praying. We always say, you must also pay a tithe of prayer every day, whether you like it or not. God give you 24 hours in a day. You watch a movie for 10 hours. Can't you give God 2 hours, 40 minutes in a day? And do you know you don't need a special to pray? You can pray before you sleep, pray before you lie down, pray before you are in the toilet, you are praying, you are in the kitchen, you are praying. You are anywhere, you are praying. That's how men carry the glory of the Lord. Why prayer was going on? How do you feel? Don't you feel as if this roof will disappear? That's how it works. If you truly want to carry the presence and the power of the Lord, you must be a man and a woman of prayer. Please, you don't need a boyfriend. You need a prayer partner. There must be a season in your life where what you have is men and women that pray with you. Not just boyfriends and girlfriends. Your life has been damaged because of a boyfriend. Your life has been damaged because of a girlfriend. If you can have a prayer partner for 2 years, your life will change. You have a boyfriend for 3 years, you have aborted 5 times. You need a prayer partner. You must change this equation. Now, look for somebody that can pray. The Bible says, as iron sharpeneth iron, so is the countenance of one sharpened. My life was changed when I joined a department that prayed. My life was changed when I joined the people that pray. You may never have a history in God good enough if you don't have a history of prayer. Anyone that has done any business with God is a man that must have a history of prayer. If you check your life very well, there's no history of prayer. You are questionable. Why? Because God is not too cheap. It will require people of prayer to encounter Him. Gimmicks is easy. Prayer brings reality. I always say, no matter how you do, you can never desire a raw, no matter how hungry you are, you can never eat raw rice, raw meat, raw beans. You can never. The word of God most times is like those raw materials. Prayer is the engine room where those things are cooked. Until you begin to pray, everything you know in scripture will be closed. The reason why you are not understanding the Bible is not because the Bible is not life. It's because you are not praying. After Jesus Christ had prayed with them very well, He began to teach them. At that point, it's sweet. You want to carry the presence of the Lord? You must be a man and a woman of prayer. Now is the time for us to pray. Time is fast spent. In the next 5 minutes, we are out of here. I could not do much because of the want of time, but I want us to pray in the next 5 minutes and ask the Lord and say, oh God, as we leave this atmosphere, let the presence and the power of the Lord go with us. Moses said, if your presence goeth not with us from here, take us not away from here. Let this be our prayer. Whether you like it or not, the devil have a will for you. God have a will for you. You must fulfill the will of God, because the devil has a desire. There are things that devil has written about you, that if you don't rebel against it, you will fulfill the desire of the devil without even knowing at all. I need you to pray and ask the Lord and say, oh God, this night I rebel against the devil. Today I submit myself to your process. I want my life to be isolated unto you. I want my life to be quarantined unto you. Don't continue in that immorality. Don't continue in that carnality. If you continue, you are dying then. You don't know. You are naked. You are naked. You are uncovered. You require the glory of the Lord to cover you. Until the glory of the Lord covers you, you are naked. You are naked. That anger can go. That loss can go in the glory. It can go, I tell you. That addiction can go. That appetite can go. Why must you love the things of darkness? Why not love the things of God? Something is wrong. Something is wrong. I knew something was wrong in my life. Then I began to cry. I knew it was wrong. I knew. Paul said, the things I do not want to do, I find myself doing them. The things I'm supposed to do, I find myself not doing them. Who will deliver me? Who will deliver me? You can be delivered tonight. You can be delivered tonight. You can. Mabela Escobabela Tamila Tascani. Mabela Escobala Tanea. Why go by Kabatabe? Mabemene Kika Kabeka Kwafeta. Ebine Kukubarataska. Ish Papuretis Kinata. The glory of the Lord is descending. When the Lord wants to help you, He covers you in the glory. He covers. Adam and Eve, you are naked. They do not just know why a glory covered them. I don't know. Maybe before you were covered in the glory. Now you look so naked. You have returned back to your vomit. You are like a dog. A dog. You need help. I cannot help you. It's you. I need help. But I know you also need help. I know. Let
let's not just run religion. Paul said, I put myself under subjection, lest I preach the gospel and I be a castaway. Why must I fail the kingdom of God? Why must a generation perish because of me? Why must my family perish because of me? Why must people die because of me? Oh Jesus, help us, oh God. When the Lord wants to help men, he releases his angelic beings. Angels are known to be the invisible host that partner with men. He said, and he eat the bread of angels, and he ran with it for many days. What you need is to stop eating food in the flesh. We need to eat the fruit of the spirit. Hey, copy. Jesus, pray some more. I know you don't have time, but you can pray. I don't want you to backslide. Devil is interested in writing the last story of our lives. He wants to write the last story that I feel it walk with God and he backslide. And Rachel walk with God and she backslide. And Abiodu walk with God and he backslide. And Esther walk with God and she backslide. What? Oh my God. The devil has lied. He has lied. We are not too proud to ask the Lord to help us. Father, cover our nakedness. Cover our shame. Cover our nakedness. We cry. We know your glory preserve. We know your glory can preserve. We can preserve. The angels of the Lord are strengthening you. They are restoring your prayer grace. The anointing of the Lord is resting upon you. The Lord is ordaining you. He's sealing you. And numbering you again. The Lord is reclaiming you from that darkness. Calling you out from that pit. You will not backslide. You will not fail God. You will not. Today you see grace. Bye-bye to that boyfriend. Bye-bye to that girlfriend. You will not lie again. You will not steal again. I rebuke that spirit. You will not lose again. In this glory, in this Shekinah glory, I rebuke that spirit. Father, help them. Baba, I cry to you tonight. Baba, I cry to you tonight. Feel himself as crying that you help him tonight. Feel himself as crying that you help him tonight. Baba, I cry to you tonight. Baba, I cry to you tonight. I feel himself as crying, and that you help him tonight. I feel himself as crying, and that you help him tonight. Baba, I cry that you raise holy men tonight. in himself has called you. That is praying tonight. In himself has called you. And that is praying tonight. You are my life. Holy Spirit, you are my life. Today, you are my life. Holy Spirit, you are my life. You are my life. Holy Spirit, you are my life. You are my life. Holy Spirit, you are my life. You are my life. Holy Spirit, you are my life. Hey, cry to the Lord. You are my life. Hey, Holy Spirit, you are my life. My life, Holy Spirit, you are my life. Baba, I cry, I cry to you tonight. Oh, Baba, I cry to you tonight. Oh, Philip, I fast cry that you help me tonight. Feeling self as cry that you happen tonight. Baba, I cry to you tonight. Baba, I cry, you will spare me tonight. Feeling self as cry that you happen tonight. Feelings that pass by you, that you happy tonight. Baba, I cry to you tonight. Holy Spirit, I cry, and that you happy tonight. Hey, feelings that pass by you, and that you happy tonight. Fish. If he lives a fast cry, that will happen tonight. Baba, I cry. If you don't help me, I will fail tonight. Holy Spirit, I cry. If you don't help me, I will fail tonight. Holy, I cry that you help me tonight. I cry that you help me tonight. Oh, Baba, I cry that you will spare me tonight. Oh, Baba, I cry, raise me man of glory tonight. Oh, Philip's a fast cry that you help me tonight. Feelings of us cry that you help him tonight. Baba, I cry to you tonight. Holy Spirit, I cry to you tonight. Oh, feelings of us cry and that you help him tonight. Feelings of us cry that you have him tonight. Holy Spirit, you cry that you must pray with me tonight. Holy Spirit, I cry, can you raise intercessors tonight? Holy Spirit, I cry, we need watchmen tonight. The glory of the Lord is coming upon you. In his watching hand tonight. Take them outside. Baba, I cry. Yes, I cry to you tonight. Holy Spirit, I cry. I cry to you tonight. I cry that you is watchman tonight. Baba, we cry. If Jesus will be filled tonight. Holy Spirit, we follow. If you don't help us, you will fail tonight. Oh yeah, Philip's a fast for you that will happen tonight. Philip's a fast guy that will happen tonight. Oh, this thing is that guy. God, you lost in that sauce tonight. Oh, this thing is that guy. Can you rush payment tonight? Oh, this thing is that cry that is payment tonight. Oh, hey, yeah, Jesus, I call you that you is for you, man, tonight. Baba, I cry. We need more apostles in the land. Holy Spirit, I cry. We need more prophets in the land. Hey, Baba, I ask you, we need apostles for us tonight. Jesus, I call you, you're a strong man tonight. Baba, I call to you tonight. Holy Spirit, I call to you tonight. Oh, Jesus, I call you, that is for you, man, tonight. Holy Spirit, I call you, that you is payment tonight. Oh, you are my life. Holy Spirit, you are my life. Oh, you are my life. Holy Spirit, you are my life. You are my life. Holy Spirit, you are my life. You are my life. Holy Spirit, Man of God, come, we pray for them. Please come. We all do that fast. We pray for them. We pray for them. Let's call people to pray for them. No one will escape the atmosphere of the building. No one. No one. You know, while I move into the hall, the angel of the Lord came and began to walk and touching people. So I move, I just touch some of you, but many of you, God is still working with you. Without our time, I can't do anything. If you desire the glory of the Lord upon your life, now is the time. We will not have Shekinah against you next month. But I'm not sure whether you will not backslide before next month. If you desire a dimension of the glory of the Lord, now is the time to come to the front. If you are sick in your body, if you have any challenge, the solution is the presence and the power of the Lord. Whether I pray for you or not pray for you, ushers, help me. Bring the people under the anointing also. But if you desire a dimension of the presence and the power, the manifested glory of the Lord, now is the time. Come to the front. I'm going to pray for you. Let me see that devil that will make you backslide.
You are my life.
Holy Spirit, you are my life. You are my life.
Holy Spirit, you are my life.
You are my life. I need help too. You are my life. Oh. I don't want to pass life before next month. And ask God for forgiveness. No.
You are my life. Holy Spirit, you are my life. You are my life. Holy Spirit, you are my life. You are my life. Oh. Holy Spirit, you are my life. Tonight, Baba, I cry.
was crying, got to help him tonight. Feel himself as crying, that to help him tonight. Holy Spirit, I cry, you help me tonight. Holy Spirit, I cry, can you help me tonight? Oh, feel himself as crying, that to help him tonight. Lips and fast cry, oh, that will happen tonight. Baba, I cry, can you raise amen tonight? Holy Spirit, I cry, can you raise intercessors tonight? Oh, Lips and fast cry, oh, you raise intercessors tonight. Oh, Philip said, ask you is watchman tonight. You need to possess of God. You need God to possess you. Hallelujah. I told you, my life is not the beauty of money. My life is not the endorsement of a man. My life is the testimony of the help of God. Anything that God does not have a finger upon will fail. Anything. It doesn't matter how glorious it is. It's not beautiful enough until God has his finger on it. If God can put his finger on you, just one finger, will be a sign and a wonder. We need more apostles. We need more prophets. We need more teachers. We need more holy men. We don't need pastors and preachers. We don't need men of God. We need people that God have helped. The men of God still need God to help them. Now is the time to cry. It's an experience. Forget about the man. Forget about, I need help too. I'm not sure I will not backslide before next month. I'm not sure. I'm not sure I will not die before next month. My confidence is in the Lord. My confidence is in the Lord. The relationship are failed. We are backslide. No problem. Now cry. Father, help me. Father, help me. Give me your glory. I need to contact the Shekinah. Let me carry a presence that idol worshiper we know, Muslims we know, Kana people we know. Ushers, help bring them out. They need to come and cry here too. Bring them out. Everyone under the anointing, bring them out to cry before the Lord. It's not for sure. That's why me too, I kneel down. If you feel ashamed, I kneel down too. I'm telling you, I need help more than you. My story will be worse. That Philip Severs backslide. Philip Severs impregnated a lady. Philip Severs is a killer. Philip Severs has failed. No. I need help too. I need help. It's easier to be anointed. Hard to maintain the anointing. Very hard. Very hard. You don't have to backslide every day. No. You can remain on fire for God. You can keep burning for God. You can. It's possible. I'm telling you, it's possible. People may tell you it's not true. It's possible. Tell yourself now, I will not watch pornography again. Tell yourself now, I will not masturbate again. Tell yourself now, I will not steal again. I will not lie again. Then say, so help me God, so help me God. I will not drink again. I will not smoke again. So help me God.
Ebenezer, Ebenezer, Ebenezer,
bless you. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. To an experience from today, let that devil that make you to rise and fall, let it be judged. May the evidence of the presence, the evidence of Shekinah, a glory that is manifested upon your life, let that glory chase away every darkness. Let it chase away every darkness. I didn't have time to minister to you specially. I'm telling you, in the presence of the Lord, it's a presence, I tell you. It does a sorcery, it's an operation. While we are praying, I see chains broken out of people. I see demons leaving people. Other of you, I see sicknesses falling away. You are getting healed and delivered. You will see a lot of testimony will happen. Many miracles over your life. Many of you, that coldness, that dryness is over. Many of you, that stranger, that visitor that come to attack you at night, come to oppress you at night, is over. The Lord is restoring his glory. The Lord says, I tell you, his mercy and grace is available for you. His mercy and grace is available. Now you will experience the mercy of God. Now you will experience the grace of the Lord. He will never fail. He will never. Devil will never win over your life. He will never. 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 You will return back with the presence. Because the Lord anointed you. I saw the angel of the Lord coming. They were anointing you. Putting oil. Laying their hands on you. They will be working with you now. They will be working with you now. Many of you, the Lord is putting a passion, a zeal for the things of the kingdom. Every appetite of the flesh will die. It will die. You will find yourself praying more. Praying more. That anger is gone. That lies is gone. That lust is gone. It's gone. You will not watch pornography again. You will not masturbate again. The next time the guy says he will sleep with you, he will say, no, no, I carry Shekinah. I carry Shekinah. I carry something. I carry something. Don't lose your glory. Don't lose it. Don't lose it. Don't leak out God. Don't leak it out. Don't leak it out. God needs you. God needs you. So don't you know your temple is the body of the Lord and the Holy Spirit dwells in you? It's an experience. It's an experience. It's an experience. From this night, encounters will begin for you. Many of you will lay hands on the sick, they will be recovered. Because the Lord is anointing your hands, anointing you with fresh oil to do miracles, signs, and wonders. Forget about the apostles. It's not about the work of the apostle. It's your own thing to do. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. In case the way is not right with the Lord and you feel you just need to repent, I repent every day. Repentance is for believers. Forgiveness of sins. Born again is for unbelievers. Repentance for believers. You can say with me, Lord Jesus, today I confess and repent of every kind of sin
I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that He is the Lord of my life and the Lord of my all. Today I dedicate myself to the Lord anew. Father, give me the grace to love You. Give me the grace to walk in righteousness. Give me the grace never to sin again. Help me to live a holy life. I rededicate myself to the Lord again. I am reborn. I am rebirthed. Sin be far from me. Devil be far from me. From today, I covenant myself to the Lord anew. Devil, I have no business with you. Holy Spirit, keep me, strengthen me. I need you to take out time that from today, every day should not go without you praying at least 2 hours, 40 minutes per day. Pray in tongues. If you are not filled with the Holy Spirit, look for somebody to fill the Holy Spirit. If you want to fill the Holy Spirit, you can wait. You can do it. There are many apostles here. In 2 minutes, you will do it. But please, from now till the next meeting, I want you to ensure that a day do not pass without you at least praying 2 hours, 40 minutes per day. You will not die. One of the ways we keep ourselves in God is the way of prayer. There's a reason why the devil is against your prayer life. He knows. Please, the Lord bless you and keep you and strengthen you. I believe you were so blessed. I think you can have your seat. As you go back, you are going to experience tremendous grace of God. Whatever that you have done, the Lord has forgiven you. Right now, you have carried the power of the Lord. The grace and the power of the Lord only comes upon a man after true and genuine repentance. Man, I'm assuring you, from today, things have changed. When you return back, you are going to carry a presence and a power. And when you step into a place, be conscious of that glory. Don't act anyhow. Talk anyhow. When people are talking sexual vulgar thing, don't join them. Say, no, we are of the Nazarene. It may not be a sin, but we are consecrated. Say, I want to sleep with you. Say, no, I carry the Holy Spirit. I can't open Him to this. He will leave me. Please. As you return back, there's going to be tremendous encounters and visitation upon you. Let the meeting not just end. The impact of a meeting is after the meeting that you feel it. As a program doesn't change, then an encounter with God does. Please, as you return back, continue in the encounter. Every day remain. Pray as much as possible. Don't listen to secular song. Get messages. There are many messages from different ministers. Get them, play them, listen to them. Play worship songs. Read your Bible. You don't need to go to party and everywhere. Forget boyfriend, girlfriend. Look for a prayer partner. You will survive more. Thank you so much. As such, we intend to gather every first Saturday of the month. In keeping to this, the next Shekinah will be on 7th of August. I don't know how it's going to be, but no matter where I am, I will try my possible best to travel in again. If I'm not around, I have a lot of friends. Anyhow, it works. We will still gather again and pray and ask the Lord to help us. I will trust God at that time is going to also be another time of encounter with the Lord. Please, do well to invite your friends, invite your families, invite your enemies. Invite them. Invite your boyfriend. Please let your boyfriend bring you here. Let him not just only carry you to a hotel and party. Bring him here. You may actually end up having a husband. Bring him. You can't change him. Bring him. Let God change him. Okay. Inform your friends. Inform your neighbor. Your who will come here again and pray again. The time should still be 5:30. Thank you so much. I think the next one we should have is a testimony. Peradventure you have a testimony. Now not too many people. You know when they say testimony, you see people gather. Oh, no. Just maybe 3-4 people. I mean, maybe some of you got healed, you got delivered or anything, and you feel you must share. think they said we need to have testimony. So maybe we give to 1, 2, 3 people. You can always, maybe when you come that day, you just find Valentine or Esla or anyone and let them know. We give you the privilege to just say something. Then we continue again. Please, don't go and backslide. Go and keep on praying. If you can't find a kingdom community, look for one. If you can't find one, create one. I believe there are places where people pray within this place. If there is no, please look for one. But if you are chance, you know, as a prayer we do in Latvia, I don't know whether you have heard about SBI. Many of you may not have heard about us. You see, if you want to pray and die, you come. We have enough time for prayers. But adventure, you want to sustain this fire. We welcome you to Cornerstone. Come to Tudamba. Yes, it's Tudamba. We meet every Sunday. Tomorrow we'll be meeting by 4 p.m. We also meet every Friday, 6, just to pray. And we trust God. We have retreat September and we have subsequent things. You need to take out time to pray. We go to church only once in a week. But we go to party and club. We spend time with the devil for 7 days. Please, add more days with the Lord. If you can't find a church around, look for a prayer place. Just find one, join, and pray. And we trust God that your life will be changed and your life will be transformed. Thank you so much for coming. I don't know, can we just rise up on our feet as we share the grace? Oh, please, can you help me welcome my dad? Maybe just help us share the grace. If he doesn't give birth to me, I wouldn't have been born. His grandfather, we are the first ERCC reverence. I don't know. That story, I don't know how to say it.
My father was he worked with ERCC in 1958. He was a pastor by then, and up to 1975 he died. While I was in Abu Zaria, 1986, in December, we were passing out. The senior friends from main campus came to us. I was the prayer secretary by then. I was the prayer secretary, 1986, in Abu Zaria. So one of the senior friends came to us, and he was ushering us to the field. I know what he said to me specifically that day. He laid hand on me and he said, "I send you out as an apostle." He was under the leadership of the Holy Spirit. He was talking to all of us. As for me, he said, "I send you out as an apostle." Well, I left Zaria 1987, 1988. I was with Word of God Ministry. We were moving out, up and down, preaching the gospel. Well, I thank God of my son. He took over from me. It is my sincere prayer that God is going to use him. It is my sincere prayer that God is going to help him, use him. And I want him to understand this, that you can't do it you alone. Those that are with you, the other ministers, you join hands with them so that you achieve the goal. So I believe that God is going to help him and he's going to help all of you also and bless even this evening. I'm very happy and I know that God is going to bless us, all of us, in Jesus' name. Okay, let's hear the grace. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us from now and forevermore in Jesus' name.
You have been listening to Apostle Philip Seffers of Shekinah Network International, sent with a mandate to raise believers built up in prayer, international faith. You can get our messages at www.philipsephers.com, and you can follow us online via Facebook, Instagram, Telegram, and Twitter, all at Shekinah Network International. Remember, God loves you.